Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, we thank God for today. We thank God for the gift of life. I'm Apostle Leanne Kofi, and I thank God for the privilege of bringing to you a word from the heart of your Father. This morning, before the word of God comes, beloved, be blessed by this song, a beautiful song. I love this song. It's titled Beauty for Ashes, sung by Crystal Lewis. God bless you. For the spare. Hallelujah. Beautiful song by Crystal Lewis. And indeed, God does give beauty in the place of ashes. That is the anointing of restoration. Hallelujah. Because when the Bible says beautiful ashes, what it means is that there is a change that takes that which is technically used for nothing and makes it to become a thing of worth. You know, ashes are an end product. When you burn firewood or you burn charcoal, and the end result is ashes. And what is ash used for? But as to be thrown away. But praise be to God, beloved, that God can take the ashes of our lives, that which seems nothing. That which seems broken, that which seems can be used for nothing else, what seems to be an end, God can restore and bring it into a thing of beauty. That is the Jesus anointing. That is the anointing for restoration. And you know, we only restore that which is broken, that which has lost its first estate. When, let's say, a house has been painted and then the paint goes bad, and then we repaint, it's a restoration of the beauty of the house. When a chair is broken and you fix it back, and it's a restoration, that means returning something to its first estate. And this morning, beloved, I thank God for this word of encouragement that your Father has quickened my spirit to. It's quickening my spirit to encourage you, and also in this time of my life, also to encourage myself. Amen. That God has the power to restore all things, not some things, but all things. And if we look at the anointing of Christ, it was purely just to restore man, because man had lost his first estate. Amen. We know from the word of God that man lost his first estate. He lost that glory, that which God had made him to be. That was him. Amen. And therefore, Romans 3:23 declares that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The fall of man, sin entered into man in the fall, and man lost his glory. Amen. Come short of the glory of God. We were created in the image and after the likeness of God. And if you read Genesis chapter 1, the verse 26 to 27, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, God created he him. Male and female, God created him, he them. And God said to man, and God blessed man and said that, be fruitful and multiply. Bible says God blessed man, that he gave man the power to do well. And said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Man was made in the image of God, full of beauty, with dominion, and with power. Hallelujah. Man was not created a base being, but a being like unto his creator, with great abilities, great potential. And I'm talking about you, by the way, great ability and great potential, blessed of God, given the power to do well. God said, be fruitful, be and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue the earth, have dominion over everything, be on top over everything, be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That was man in all his glory. And so we see Adam in total authority and control, naming every creature that was brought before him. And I always say that Adam was really, really intelligent with a very high IQ, because I don't see how a person could name all the different animals and everything in the world, but for the fact that he had a very intelligent mind. That is how God created us, beloved. Amen. But the fall of man, which is Adam and Eve's sin, man lost his first estate. He lost that estate of glory, of power, of dominion. But this morning, I just want to thank God for his word that always comes to bring to us restoration. Because Jesus, the second Adam, came to die in our stead, so that this glory that man lost, this first estate that man lost, might be restored unto man. Amen. And that is the whole purpose for which Jesus Christ came to die. Because the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. But the sinless blood of Jesus, the sinless blood of the Lamb of God, was shed for all mankind, so that man's sin will be forgiven, and that we may receive restoration to the place of dominion, to the place of power, and to the place of glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And so God's plan is restoration. God wants you restored. Amen. Restored unto the first estate that he created you at. And that is why the anointing upon the Christ is to restore. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, that's to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Beauty for ashes unto all those who mourn in Zion, unto all those who are heavy, hearts broken, dreams shattered, not seeing the fullness of all that God has for you, to all those who sit in need, to all those who are sick, to all those who are in poverty, to all those who are in debt, to all those who are worried, to all those who are in bad relationships, to all those who are in abusive relationships, to those whose businesses have crumbled, and to those who sit in the place of mourning. No joy, no happiness. But listen, he says to all those who mourn. And this morning, if you are mourning because of anything, and mourning doesn't just mean at the loss of a loved one, mourning just means in a state of unhappiness. Amen. God's promise is this. He will give you the oil of joy in the place of this heaviness. He will give you the oil of joy for the mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. That means there's going to be an exchange, and it's going to come by the restorative anointing of the Christ in you. Amen. And so this morning, wherever you are at, the power for restoration is being released to you through Christ Jesus. This morning, take the promise of God and receive it, because this is the will of God to restore you. Amen. Whatever you have lost, God's promise that he will restore. Whatever has been stolen from you, God's word is that he will restore. Amen. And restoration is different from repair. You know, when you have a tear in your garment and you take it to those who do the invisible weaving, they will fix it. But if you look critically at the fabric, you will see the place where the invisible weave was done. And so there's evidence that there was a tear. But when we talk about restoration, we are talking about that which happens in that the whole portion, maybe if it's a leg of a trouser, is taken off and a new garment is put in this place, same color, everything. And with that, there is no evidence that there was ever a tear in that trouser. And that is the difference between restoration and repair. And I am glad to tell you, beloved, that God doesn't repair, he restores. And so this morning, the restorative power of God is being released to you. Receive it and be restored. Amen. God's promise to the prophet Joel was that, he said, and I'll restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten. You know, locusts are devourers. When they come in, they devour and they leave nothing in their wake. Said the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, which my great army, which I sent among you. And he says that he will restore everything, the years, whatever has been taken, whatever has been destroyed, what has been broken. He said he will restore, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. Beloved, this is what I come to tell you, that your Father will deal wondrously with you. He will deal wondrously with you. You can't imagine how today, but listen, God's word is truth. And if God says he will do it, he will do it. Amen. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. This is the plan of God for your life. Hallelujah. This is the word of God for your life. And so this morning, receive the oil of restoration that comes by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is right there where you are right now. And if you embrace him and allow him to take over your spirit, your soul, your body, beloved, there will be a restoration. Joel said, I'll restore unto the years. Maybe for years you've been struggling with one particular issue. You know how sometimes everything is going all right, but there's one particular thing that is wrong and you can't seem to fix it? Listen, it's not in your place to fix it. You can't fix it. You can't. You don't have the strength, but God's power, God's grace will enable you to fix it. And His anointing, that balm of Gilead, His anointing will come upon you and upon that situation, and He will restore it. He will restore it. He will fix it. God is a fixer. He's a repairer. He's a restorer. He renews. He refreshes. And this morning, I pray by the Spirit of God that as you receive this word, may your spirit be revived. May you be refreshed. And may the power of restoration come upon you. And may a new process begin in your life where everything that has been broken, stolen, destroyed, will receive full restoration. 360 degrees restoration. There will not be a sign that there was ever anything broken, anything stolen, anything destroyed in your life. This is the word of God. And I pray this morning over your life that as you receive this word, you will rise up in that which God is giving you. He says He's giving you beauty for ashes. So receive joy, your joy back. He says He gives you the oil of joy for mourning. So take that joy back. Take your strength back. Receive your healing and walk in new strength. Receive your peace of mind. Amen. That depression will lift off so you have peace of mind. Receive that which will be, that which brings total joy and peace to your life. May your finances be restored. May your relationships be restored. May your marriage be restored. May you receive restoration of your joy, restoration of your business. Receive restoration this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. May the one who has declared that He has appointed unto all those who mourn in Zion, beautiful ashes, do it for you. And I thank God for God, because you know something about God? He just doesn't speak, He does. And truly, when Isaiah prophesied this word in the book of Isaiah 61, which I just read to you, in Luke 4:18, Jesus came and read out the same scripture, in essence. And that was what He had been sent by the Father to do, to heal the brokenhearted. This morning, may your broken heart be healed, to bring liberty to those who are in captivity. This morning, may you be released from captivity, to open the prison doors to those who are in captivity, be released from every kind of bondage and every kind of captivity. To restore sight to the blind, may your sight be restored spiritually and even physically if you need it, in the name of Jesus. This is the word of God. Be restored. God wants your life restored. He says that no one, the people are being spoiled and nobody says restore. But this morning I come to you by the Spirit of the living God, and I come to you by the word of God coming from your Father and the stirrings in my spirit, and I declare unto your life, be restored. Receive restoration in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise be to the name of the Lord Jesus. This morning, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, this is the time, because in receiving Him, you receive forgiveness of sins, and your glory, the glory of the Lord, is restored unto you, returned unto you. So you come back into your first estate, the place of dominion, power, glory, and honor, and joy, and gladness. Pray this prayer after, make it your own prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God who came to die for my sins. Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you. Now let me pray over your life. Father, I pray over my beloved one's life. And Lord, I speak your power of restoration upon them. And I ask Heavenly Father, Lord, let your restorative anointing come upon this one's life right now. In the name of Jesus, restore, my God, their spirits. Restore, my God, their soul. Restore, my God, their bodies. You restore our souls. Restore their souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Their minds, my God, their will, their emotions. Restore, my God, their homes. Restore their children. Restore their marriage. Restore their business. Restore, my God, their finances. Restore, unto them, O God, the joy that your salvation brings to us. Bless these ones, Lord, and keep them in the power of your divine love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, beloved. If you just received this message and you've been blessed by it, share it with as many people as you can. We need the word of God. His word is life, and his word is a doing word. When the word of God touches or comes into your heart, into your spirit, there is something that happens, a quickening and a creative power to this word that will bring life to you. So share what you are sharing today. Is life. It's somebody's lifeline. It can bring somebody back from the place of despair. God bless you as you share. In Jesus' name, amen.
What you say, he is beautiful and shame.